Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Details are unfolding about how Cambridge Analytica influenced national elections. Meanwhile, a newly surfaced document shows the British analytics firm claims its targeted online ads swayed Colorado voters as early as 2014. 91.5 KRCC's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Back then, Republican Cory Gardner was vying for a Senate seat against Democratic incumbent Mark Udall. Gardner won by a close margin, the first time a candidate beat an incumbent senator in Colorado in 36 years. And it helped Republicans gain control over the Senate. Sarah Briner is with the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan research group that tracks money in U.S. politics. She's skeptical.
Who saw the ads? Were they truly swing voters? Did it get them to the polls if they wouldn't have already gone?
She says there are a lot of questions about Cambridge Analytica's actual election impact that could remain unanswered.
These are tight elections, and any number of factors, including the weather, can ultimately make the difference.
She says the company could easily be overstating its influence. After all, the goal is to get more campaigns to hire them in the future. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Colorado's Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham has closed a sexual misconduct investigation involving Senator Jack Tate, a suburban Denver Republican. Colorado Politics reports that Grantham informed Tate of the decision in a letter earlier today. And Bishop's Castle is back open after a fire destroyed two buildings on the property near Rye. The Custer County Sheriff's Office says the cause remains unknown, but was most likely electrical. The castle itself was unharmed. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.